Just to fill in a next stage, what are we doing next? Well, AMSAT North America has said, we want to develop two more satellites. One which is going to complement AO40. And that is currently known as Eagle. It was known until January the 1st as JJ, but we've changed the name to Eagle. Eagle satellite will in fact cover the 70 centimeter band. It will cover the 2 meter band. It'll cover as well the L band and the S band. But it's going to be a very simple, much smaller satellite. The objective here is to be able to give to the amateur radio community those bands that we hoped we'd get off AO40 but are now missing. The experimental stuff that is on AO40 is working just fine. The GPS and there's another thing called CDEX there, and the scope cameras and so on, they're working just fine. So we don't need to reproduce those. What we want to do is fill in the blanks. Ideally, our satellite would be 180 degrees orbitally displaced from this one. So we'd always have one or the other coming up. That's ideally. Unfortunately, being hams and being cheap, we have to take what ride we can get. So, however, that's what we're going to do for Eagle. Now, we've also just signed a contract with an American company called SpaceQuest. They came to us and said, incidentally, SpaceQuest is all, everybody who works at SpaceQuest is a ham. But they're in the satellite business. And they came to us and made us a very good offer to build a satellite for us, which they would hope to get up by the end of this year, whereby if you want to operate the satellite, that's all you need. It'll be a low Earth, fast orbiting satellite. Anybody here worked AO27 and UO14? Okay. But at the moment, you have to work it with a slightly better antenna than a rubber duck. You'll be able to work our new satellite, we believe. It'll have 8 watts downport. It'll have 4 channels available to it. So it'll be two up and two down working simultaneously, and one for control, which is number 3, which frequency we will not give out. And there'll be another channel on there, probably for the use of specialized services such as APRS. And we hope that that is going to fly possibly at the end of this year. They offered us a contract which, to be honest, we couldn't turn down. Now, so hopefully by the end of this year, we're going to have a new satellite up there, handheld operated. Who wants to work it? Right. So, and that, of course, will orbit over Australia approximately every 90 minutes. And you'll see it for anything between 10 and 20 minutes, depending how directly over what part of Australia it comes at any one time.